you could just put the shoes on the back hoose and not the front.
Depends on the horse, doesn't it?
Right? Uh-huh. When, if the feet get tender, that's when you have to put shoes on.
Okay.
You take them to a blacksmith. Right.
What do you call a male sheep?
A male
sheep.
Billy goat.
Sheep.
I don't know. We never had any sheep. Ram.
All right. What would you call a female?
We never had any sheep.
A female. What would you call a female sheep? A ewe. What do you get from sheep?
Well, I didn't.
Okay.
That's about all I know about them.
Okay. What would you call a male hog?
A male hog.
Mm-hmm.
Boar.
Okay. A female.
Sow.
If you had a male hog that had been altered, what would you call it?
I don't know.
Probably Melvin knows this.
Yeah, Melvin would. Ball.
Alright.
Ball hog.
What do you call the little ones when they're first born?
Pig.
Right, and then they become?
Well, after they get it up larger, you'll say choked and hot.
Okay. And what do you call that stiff stuff on their backs?
Hair.
Oh, well, what, is there another term you call for it? Sometimes we don't call it hair, we call it something else. Familiar?
Bristle.
Okay. Sometimes they have these big teeth coming out.
Tushes.
Okay. And of course, where do you put the slop bucket? Where do you put the stuff from the slop bucket?
In a trough.
Okay. And of course, sometimes if you might have a lot of hogs, you'd have to put it in several.
Feeders. Sometimes you put, now the dry feed, you put it in a hog feeders, bin.
But you put the slop in?
A trough.
Okay.
Because that holds the liquid.
Okay.
That's where you water it.
Do you have any name for hogs that have grown up wild?
Wild boars.
Okay.
Wild hogs.
Okay. If you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, what would you do with it?
You'd cast water.
Okay. Same thing for a horse?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. What'd you say you do again?
Cast riot.
Okay. If, what's the noise that's being made by a calf when it's being weaned? You'd say the calf began to...
Bawl.
Oh, yes. The gentle lowing sound made by a calf during feeding time.
Hi.
The gentle sound that a cow would make during feeding.
The noise they would make?
Yeah. The cow began to...
Ball. When they get hungry, or if the calf gets lost from it, they get dissatisfied.
Okay.
They're low.
But when they're satisfied, you'd say low?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You should always say, you hear the cow bawling?
Yeah.
Hear the calf bawling?
What would
I... Blatant.
Pardon?
They'd usually say, about a calf, I hear a calf blatant.
Blatant? Hmm. I haven't heard that one.
Yeah.
What about a horse when it's pretty well satisfied, maybe it's feeding?
Oh,
right?
Man.
Man. Okay, if you've got some horses, some mules, some cows and so forth, and they're getting hungry, you'd have to say, I'm going to go out and feed the...
Horses.
Now, you've got several horses and cows and mules.
Oh,
you're just going to talk about
cattle.
All... You'd say cattle?
Uh-huh, going out to feed the stock. I believe they call the horses where there were a lot of them. They call that